I could have gone another 3 minutes, I guarantee it. Welcome to Noah's show. Noah Lee Pod here. I always forget. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Whatever. What's up, everyone? Yeah, it's Noah Lee Pod. It's your host, Noah. And my intro guy, Daniel.
It is so hot in here. It warmed up for one day, and this studio is already a million degrees.
I'm sure. This is the first time of 2024 that I got into my car, and I'm like, I need to roll down all the windows and put on the AC.
God, it's hot.
It feels kind of nice, though. But isn't nice?
I'm already. I'm ready for autumn again. Let's just skip this whole summer bullshit and go.
One minute into the game, and Montreal's already winning 1-0.
Yeah, Flyers playing the Habs. Down 1-0. It is the end of the first. As of right now, they've got 3 games remaining after this. Rangers on Thursday, Devils on Saturday, Capitals next Tuesday, which will be their last game of the season. If they lose tonight, I don't think really anything after this matters. I don't think they're officially out of it yet mathematically, but this is pretty much
a do-or-die
game for them to get back into it. And they're going to lose to the worst, second worst team in the East. Maybe.
Don't you just love Flyers hockey?
I'm at the point, though, where this is not negative. This is not anything. I'm just over it. Like, let's just go to the offseason. Give me 6 months without this fucking team. I need a break.
I'm done with
I'm over this shit.
It feels like every game we go into, we're just waiting for that first goal within the first 5 minutes.
It's like 2020 again, where I'm just like, they're just going to lose by 7, and it's just a matter of time before you get to that conclusion.
I mean, it really is. I didn't have high hopes for this team at all, but how far we got, I was like, you know what? Maybe we can get like that first round experience, push the Canes to 6-7 games. You know, I'm pretty sure that last time when it was you, me, and Katie, you and Katie were both like, I think we can push the Canes to 7 games.
I did a post game with Nick after the Hurricanes game on the 21st of March. And I thought, yeah, they could do it. They could upset the Canes in a playoff series. 3 weeks later, they can't beat the fucking Canadiens.
It's not just it's the Canadiens, it's the Hawks, it's everyone. And, oh my God, it's also a tire fire watching, like, everyone blame every single person. Fedotov was the new shiny toy for approximately 12 seconds.
Yeah, they broke him in 40 minutes.
Listen, am I going to say that his first start start against Buffalo was amazing?
And there are people that wanted Kolesov to start.
Oh my,
Jesus,
I saw that.
Christ.
It's like you already had this guy that we were already expecting to be better, who played better than Kolesov in the KHL this season.
Yes.
Why do you want Kolesov to be there? He didn't even look that bad. He just looked shaky.
He needs to adapt to the game.
Yeah. I remember that game against the Sabres. How many people said if Fedotov started against the Islanders, we would have won that game?
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing on the post about him debuting, and people were like, should have started for the Islanders game. And after the game, the same people were like, man, it's pretty apparent that Fedotov's not there. Just recently saw someone talking about Erison, and they're like, I'm not even sure if he's good enough to be an NHL backup.
It is so fucking funny how quickly people gave up on Erison. You go back to the December there, when he started going, when he started taking starts away from Hart, people are like, you know, he's going to be the guy. This is the guy. We don't need Carter Hart. We have Sam Ersin. I get, like, you dig through people's tweets that are shitting on Ersin now. They were ready to coronate him starter 3 months ago.
No, these are the same people who were, it was last season, too. When he won those first six games, everyone's like, there we go. Especially because the Carter Hart thing. Everyone's like, Hart's gone. They're making all these moves. They're making Sam Ersin the guy, with Kolosov coming in case if that doesn't happen or having some sort of competition. And then he lost a few games and people were like, maybe not. And then he played well as the 1B and then taking those games away from Hart. And I was like, yeah.
The best stretch of this season was in December when he was playing once a week, essentially. Once a week, once every 10 days. That's when he was being optimized. And when that went away, and he's starting because Carter Hart, you know, taken in by the popo, all of a sudden, this guy can't do it.
Yeah, it's...
I have faith in Ersin long-term. I do.
I do,
but
he's, what, 22?
Or 23 or 24.
24. Oh, no, Kolosov's 22.
Kolosov's 22.
Ersin is, I think,
Ersin's 24. Fedotov is 27.
Yeah, I know Fedotov's 27. But so Ersin's 24 years old. Like, that's the age when maybe some goalies might start breaking in as a backup.
In his first full season behind this fucking team.
Like, I'm not saying that Ersin is a god amongst men here or anything, but it's not exactly surprising to see the goal, to see a 24-year-old who, for most people, 12 months ago, most people didn't even give a shit about it. Well, maybe 15 months ago, people probably didn't give a shit about Sam Ersin.
And you take a look at some of these scores here. Flyers Hurricanes, 2 goals. Flyers Panthers, 1 goal. Flyers Canadians, 1 goal. Blackhawks Flyers, 1 goal. Flyers Blue Jackets, 2 goals. Flyers Sabres, 2 goals. 0 goals currently against the Canadians. So it doesn't matter if this guy was making 40 saves a night. It's not doesn't fucking matter because the team can't score a goal.
Well, Sean Walker, if he were here.
Oh, buddy. This Sean Walker. Yeah, that's the reason the season collapsed, because they traded Sean Walker. Yep.
Honestly, like, you know what?
Definitely.
Maybe Sean Walker helps a win, maybe two.
I mean, Walker's better than Eric Johnson, but come on.
Let's be real here. I get that there's all these coincidences everyone's bringing up about how soon after the PK stopped working as well and all this stuff. You can't say anything about the power play because that
hasn't worked in four years.
At this point, if it's working, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
So we can't say anything about that because that's an issue on its own part, that something big needs to happen. I have no clue what needs to happen, but something big. And, like, of course, that's when the guys are getting, you know, I hate to use that as an excuse and, like, be like the thousandth person to say it, but really, they're run down. And it is not subtle at all how far into the season this is all having an effect on their bodies, and they're not playing the type of hockey that you can play over 82 games.
Yeah. And
especially,
you know,
not going to
they
the playoffs
just had a graphic on the broadcast about that. This is the most blocked shots per season in franchise history. You can't do that over the course of a full year and not expect the bumps and bruises and injuries that come along with it. Yes, everyone's tired. They're broken down. They're hurt. You can't play this Tortorella bullshit 82-game style over a full season. When you're busting your fucking ass from game one in October, you're not going to be at that same level at game 82 in April. It's impossible. Teams like Tampa, fuck, they weren't even in the playoff picture for the first half of the season. But the second that calendar flips to 2024, things happen. They turn it on because they're a good team. They can coast for a while, and they know they can still do it. They don't have to bust their asses the first 40 games of the year just to hold on to this playoff hope. It is an impossible figure to carry on here. And the team is, you know, your goaltending completely fell apart. They have a worst save percentage in the NHL since January 20, which is 3 days after Carter Hart's last game. The offense has been non-existent. Your power play is about to finish dead last for the third consecutive year. Like, no shit, you failed. No shit. Like, yeah, Tortorella, you know, these fucking Tortorella people. Ah, Tortorella truth is out there. Their perfect little world is on fire right now, and I love it. Fuck them. And they're, it's Urson's fault, it's his fault, it's that. Reality is, this team was built to fail. They overexcelled for a long time this season. They hit a lot of their problems.
Way deeper than any of us thought.
And now it just, everything fucking collapsed at the exact same time, and you end up with whatever the fuck we're watching right now.
I made a tweet at the very beginning of the year, and, you know, not as like an I told you so type of thing, but like, I really did have that moment where I was like, you know, we're going to get to a point where we're going to think, like, hyperbolically saying, like, we could win the cup. But we got to that point where we were saying, like, the person right here, Mr. Angry and Negative right here, the person that never, that who is said to never want the Flyers to do well because then he loses his brand, he loses his image. Saying we could beat the Hurricanes in we could beat the Hurricanes in round one.
I was just starting to believe in these shitheads ruin everything.
Like 3 weeks ago, not even 3 weeks ago, and we shit the fucking bed.
And it's everything we pointed out for months. I'm not negative. The fucking lack of offense has been painfully apparent from day one with the way they built their roster in the offseason. No shit they collapsed because Garnet Hathaway and Nick Seeler are your two most important players right now. Boy, I can't imagine why this power play doesn't work. This is shit we've called forever. Because these problems are obvious. And the work ethic and the goaltending, they can mask these things for a little while. But when those go away, and you're not scoring goals, and your defense is a mess, and everyone's broken down and hurt, no shit. No shit. It all collapses at the same time. This is not being negative. I don't say these... I don't watch this team for my fucking health. That's not... I just...
we would be so much better.
God. If I could walk away, I would. Sweet Christ, I tell you what this team is because I can say it. Because I don't give a fuck about John Tortorella. I don't give a fuck about Morgan Frost or Konechny or Breer or Jones. I don't care. I don't care. I just call it like I see it. If they put a good product in the ice that I thought was good and was capable of winning, shit, I would tell you about it. But they don't. And it turns out Dan the Flyer fan was right.
But I don't like to be negative. And, you know, I've been seeing it because that one post was about, would you rather be right about something negative or have your team prove you wrong? It's like, shit, I'd rather if the Flyers could win 10 cups in a row, I don't care what I had to do. I'm doing that. If I could guarantee a full decade of Stanley Cup championships, I'd sell my soul. I'd donate my body to science while I'm still alive. I don't fucking care at all. But really, we do look at this. Like you said, the scoring, once it dries up, it's going to be bad. Injuries, most shot blocks, wow. Injuries on defense, goaltending, when one of our goalies that we knew was probably not going to make it to the end of the season, this happened. It just... And it happened like with... Like, what, 10 games left in the season? 12?
Something like that, yeah.
Whatever. Like, we were in the 70s or whatever. And, man, after that Blackhawks game when everyone was saying just tank, that we kind of are. I mean, unintentionally, probably. But, what, we haven't won since that Chicago game? I don't believe so. Because the next game was the Islanders, and we've lost
seven straight.
So
whatever game that even takes you back to at this point. If the season were to end today, according to Tankathon, the Flyers would pick 12th.
Realistically, we could possibly get down to, like, 9th.
Yeah. 9 is a possibility.
Because I think that's what Seattle, they have, like, a couple
Seattle,
games
New
in
Jersey,
hand.
Buffalo would be the three below them that are within striking distance point range.
Jersey and Buffalo both are 79 points and we're at 83, right?
Yes.
So, they 4 points for them is not unreasonable. Seattle is, what, a couple points behind them, so one extra win.
Now, it is worth noting that if the Flyers do finish 12th, that they cannot earn the first overall pick in the lottery.
So, yep.
Hopefully they take one more bullet or two here along the way and at least give themselves a 3% chance to get that pick.
I'm pretty sure I saw something where if the Flyers win tonight and the Rangers win, then we're back in third place. And I think it's kind of hilarious that last I saw, the Islanders were winning 3-0 in the first. I would assume they're still winning, unless if they're going to be the Islanders.
If the Islanders win... If the Islanders win tonight, they would have 87. If the Flyers win, they would have 85. And the Islanders still have a game in hand. So I don't think that would be true. The Flyers would jump the Capitals for the last wild card
spot. Maybe it was the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what it was. Or not. Wouldn't they jump the Red Wings for the last wild card spot?
Oh, yeah. Red Wings had the last wild card spot with 84. So, yes, the Flyers would. Flyers would be in the last wild card spot if they wouldn't.
Okay. I probably read it wrong. But regardless, if the Flyers win tonight and the Islanders don't win, which
does anybody even want them to make the playoffs at this point?
I don't. Does it make sense to make the
this
playoffs?
This team going into the second wild card spot in one of the wild card spots and facing either the Rangers or Bruins in the first round, it's gotta be a slaughter. It's gonna be ugly.
You know, though, I did see someone mention about how the early success may have helped with for the rookie front office. Some confidence in them, you know, which they'll probably need because
I don't want
honestly,
this front office to have confidence, though. I don't want them to feel confident about this product that they've built. I want them to feel like shit about the product that they built, so they change
true,
it, make it
not
better.
Confident. Maybe not confidence, but like confidence in their ability to make moves and do stuff. I hope they can. I'm not saying they're going to be like 32nd in the league or anything next year, but honestly, I think we're going to see closer to, not this, but maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, like a little after you said we could take Carolina in round one. I think we'll play more like that hockey and probably end like last season, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, the Flyers did make an addition. Oscar Eklund played with Luleå this year, which, fun fact, captained by former Flyer Erik Gustafsson.
Ooh. Wait, make sure that's the right Erik Gustafsson.
It is.
Okay.
The fucking thing, I don't know my OG Erik Gustafsson better than anybody else does.
Oh, wait.
How dare you even question me?
I forgot that the other Erik Gustafsson isn't even it. Is
I think he's a Ranger right now, isn't he?
He's on the Rangers.
Yeah. So, nobody knew who this guy was before yesterday. If you say you do, you're lying, as with any of the contributors on the term. But according to Corey Pronman, Eklund has developed well this season, becoming a top scorer for Luleå. He has the athletic toolkit of an NHL forward. He's 6'4" winger who skates quite well for his size, a powerful frame, plays physically, and can bully his way to the net. The Habs just scored again.
Oh, yeah.
bully his way to the net with the strength and speed. Eklund has good hands and can see to finish plays. I don't think he sees the ice at a super high level, though. He has the makings of a potential bottom six winger in the NHL. So, that basically reads to me as Garnet Hathaway with a slightly higher offensive potential. Which, according to CapFriendly here, this is a one-year ELC, $950,000. And he is waiver exempt. So, My guess is that
he's
probably ends
the guy
up in the
to
AHL.
Go between.
The Flyers don't really need somebody else like that. I think it's their problem is that they've got too many of these fucking depth meatheads. And the Phantoms don't really need anybody like this either. They have too many of these depth meatheads. But it's a dude, all right. That's all I can say.
Yep. At first, honestly, I thought it was like William Eklund's brother or something. that got me a little excited, but it is a different spelling. Yeah. So
and Oscar spelled with a C, not even a K.
Yeah.
How Swedish is this guy?
Can't be that Swedish. Not like Sven Svensson or anything like that. But yeah, seems like
he's a dude, all right.
Maybe he will. Maybe he could be some part of the Flyers in a few years.
He'll play one game, get stuck in the AHL all year, and then leave. He's 25. He'll turn 26 in July, so he's not even necessarily a.
It feels like we keep trying to find the next Michael Raffl.
Yeah.
Which, as important as having a Michael Raffl is, that's not the guy we're searching for right now.
May as well just bring back the actual Michael Raffl at this point.
Is he still playing
anywhere? Lausanne, I believe.
Yeah. I think you're right. Because it honestly just feels like they are keep looking for that guy. They brought in like Garnet Hathaway, Ryan Poehling. But Ryan Poehling felt more like a Scott Laughan replacement.
Which not. They're here at the same time.
Exactly. Which feel it's like, why do you need a Scott Laughan replacement? Like, I get it. If we were trying to compete for a cup or something, you want to have that younger, versatile guy. And, you know, it's good to have one now. Might be reliable when we're actually competing. But is that really what you need to do right now? It just feels like they don't have all their priorities in check. But also at the same time, how much can they do besides making a huge trade for a superstar?
Yes.
Otherwise,
what they should be doing.
What capital do they have besides our
let's
own
just sign the tallest people we can find and people that are all Garnet Hathaway clones. That'll fix everything.
You know what? If we just get like 12 sixth round picks, we could make those sixth round picks into fifth round picks and fourth round picks.
Yeah.
But it does feel like the Flyers have just, for a decade, been looking for that guy who can be a versatile depth winger or depth forward when really Travis Konecny has as many points this season as Austin Matthews has goals.
Mm-hmm.
And he is our leading point scorer by 14 points.
Only one other player has hit 50.
Yep.
And tipping to do it to, like, the Chicago game or something. Like, 76th game of the season.
And the Habs just scored again. So, who's that guy? Kovacic? I saw 26 and thought it was Jeff Petrie for a sec. Or did Brendan Gallagher tip it?
Is Jeff Petrie still around?
Jeff Petrie's on the Red Wings, I believe.
What? Yeah, he is a Red Wing. Look at him.
He's wearing his uncle's, the number his uncle wore for the Detroit Tigers. Fun fact.
Yeah, Habs score again. 3-0 halfway through the second.
Sorry, it was Gallagher's goal. I guess he tipped it with a stick.
Like, everyone's going to go, Daniels are negative, but like, sweet Christ, this means the season's going to be over. I'm so happy.
It just feels like, honestly, it feels like nothing can go right now. It just feels like there's no game we can win for the rest of the year. I don't know how anyone can like feel confident going into any game right now. And this isn't me trying to be like a cynical person. We're on a 7-game losing streak where we've lost to the Blue Jackets, we're losing to the Habs, or we lost to the Blackhawks. Like, all we need to do is lose to the San Jose Sharks and the Arizona Coyotes as well, and we're on our way to just a losing streak of the entire bottom of the league.
I think that's the thing that just sucks about all this. It's not even like You know, they had that 7-game gauntlet, and you know, they walked away 2-3-2, which wasn't great, but wasn't bad. And then it's just like, you survived, you held on to your playoff spot, you've got this fucking easy stretch against the worst teams in the league going into the playoffs, and they just shit the bed and rolled over in it about 8 times. And it's just, like, what a terrible way to end.
I think, like, the last time we were on, we were talking about their schedule. Like, yeah, they play, like, the Rangers once, and who's the other person? And Slafkovský just got a hat trick.
Oh, God. I love this. This is awesome.
Honestly,
the Flyers lead in shots, by the way. Somehow.
It is. They've been leading in shots since it was 1-0.
It's like watching a fucking train wreck. We're supposed to be doing a show, but I can't take my eyes off the TV.
I don't know what to do. Like,
God, just, they didn't even try. Who was that? Is that Eric Johnson and Mark Stahl that completely fucked up on that one? Sure was.
Mark Stahl just standing there. Oh my God.
That's the thing. They played fucking Mark Stahl and Eric Johnson again. They took Ginning and Adard out of the lineup to put those two assholes back in. They deserve to lose.
I get that Ginning and Adard weren't, like, difference-maker superstars, but they were better than Eric Johnson and Mark Stahl at the very... They looked like competent NHL defensemen. They looked it. They looked the part.
They didn't even attempt to play defense, and the guy blew fucking past him before he knew. Oh, my God. This team, man.
Honestly, I feel like being at the ninth pick before the draft lottery is more likely than where we are right now. You said we have 3 games after this? It's
3
Washington,
New Jersey, who was the third? Washington, New Jersey, and the Rangers.
We're not beating the Rangers.
Actually, they probably will beat the Rangers, just because nothing makes sense.
You know, yeah. You're right. You're so
stomp
right.
Stomp the fucking Rangers like it's nothing.
They're going to shut them out.
Like, they'll lose tonight, knock themselves out of the playoffs, essentially, and then win their last 3 games just fucking because. Because it's the Flyers' way.
Win the last 3 games, but everyone else wins their last 3. Everyone else wins enough games to keep us out of the playoff spot. I have no clue how to even fix this team, because what space do we have? We have an entire roster signed for next year.
19 of 23 players, baby.
I mean, all we need is Fedotov, and all the and everything points towards them doing a somewhat like a couple year extension with them. Everyone keeps using the term longer term, but I think it's just like a 2 or 3 year contract for him.
Bro's 27. I don't think they're going to go long term considering they don't know anything about him.
I think
probably
it's
two or three. Yeah.
2-3 year contract.
2-3 year. 2x2, 2x3, something like that. I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not getting max term. He's not getting anything crazy. That would be fucking lunacy on the part of the Flyers.
I mean, I'm not concerned about Fedotov in a contract.
There are much bigger problems than Ivan Fedotov. Right
there are
now.
Much bigger problems, and every time I've seen him and Danny Briere talk about a contract extension, it's always good stuff. So I don't see any reason to be concerned about it.
They're about not the contract even flying. They just float into the zone. Turn the puck over, and then it goes fucking back the other way. God, this team is just beyond giving up. Oh, holy shit, this is bad.
And I'll go into the game on Saturday.
That's the Wayne Simmons game, isn't it?
It is. At least that is something to go for. You know, if nobody's got me, I know Wayne Simmons at least has got me. Because, boy, that would be a hard game without the Wayne Simmons ceremony. Because I can see Luke Hughes getting a hat trick. along with Jack Hughes getting a hat trick.
Jack Hughes is shut down for the season now, at least.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, Jack Hughes is shut down. Nico Hischier will get a hat trick then. Because why the fuck not? I don't even know what to do. It feels like there's like you're saying, what do we do? We just let Juraj Slafkovský score three easy goals again. He doesn't. It wasn't hard. No. It wasn't hard. Literally, one of them was a backdoor wide open net.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, he just went through. Like,
he had to commit elder abuse and get past two fucking 80-year-old men to go score.
Bro, he fucking parted the Red Sea.
God.
Like, come on.
I don't even know what to say. I'm ready to just shut this episode down and fucking go to bed. Like what more? What more is there to say right now?
I was, like, thinking about, like, a couple of my articles for, like, the summer. Like, obviously going to do the redraft. No fucking way. They just scored. Josh Anderson scores a fuck. No, but wait. Did Ersin get hit, though?
Oh, God. Who even cares? I didn't hit him hard enough.
What? Bro, Josh Anderson.
Oh, God. Walks in completely fucking uncontested and scores. Bro.
I think Torts might.
I can't with this team anymore. I can't. I quit, everybody. I'm done. I'm retiring. I'm moving on.
And you know what? We had 16 shots when it was 2-0.
He didn't even take a shot. It bounced off of his foot. Oh my God. I can't take it anymore. God.
I feel for Sam Ersin, though. This is hard. This is so fucking
hard. This isn't
his
fault. This is the rest of the team's fault.
Oh, hey, my. Silver lining. Fedotov has a sick helmet, though. there's something for us.
Oh, here comes Fedotov. Yeah, nice phoenix there. Phoenix rising from the ashes of Mother Russia.
I take out Gulag. Oh my God.
What is Ersin waiting for? Get to the bench, you shithead.
I feel bad for Ersin because this isn't on him, and you know his confidence has got to be at an all-time low right now. How do you let Josh Anderson walk in on you? Like, come on, it's Josh Anderson, and that's the I feel so stupid because I did a post, these people who say we should re-sign Sean Walker next season. What the fuck? That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. As stupid as the Justin Braun re-signing was, mainly on Justin Braun's part, because why would he come back to this mess? Why should we re-sign Sean Walker? What, so he can take Jamie Drysdale's place, who I admittedly made a tweet earlier that Jamie Drysdale with Nick Seeler, who just got walked in on by Josh Anderson, will be a better version of Sean Walker and make people forget about him. But I don't know. Maybe Nick Seeler, who just got that contract with the no trade clause, but he blocks shots. He blocks a lot of shots. Right?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm done. I'm so done. I hate this team. God.
There's still that little bit of fear in me that Mark Stahl gets a contract extension.
God, he and Johnson come back as their invaluable leaders.
I'm thinking, like, Mark Stahl probably just does a Keith Yandle and retires, right?
I mean,
and Eric Johnson.
theoretically, but...
Hey, I mean, Eric Stahl still hasn't retired, so why should Mark? We can't get a fucking goal to save our lives. Oh my god! Holy shit! We just got a post! Oh, I'm gonna... I can't wait to see the... Like, the light behind your eye die even more when it hits the post. I feel like I just stumbled across a dying animal. Oh, my God! Oh, it's not Slefkovsky's fourth goal. I'm sorry. Who was that? Christian Dvorak?
Is he number 28? Still in the league. God.
Yep, Christian Dvorak.
God, come on! Dude,
he had it.
He was wide open.
He was wide open.
I'm sorry.
He was wide. Who's 49?
Can't take it anymore.
Who is 49?
What am I doing with my life? I can't take it anymore.
Dude, who is 49?
Fucking game. I hate this show. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. God.
It's still the second period.
Rather masturbate with a fistful of broken glass than fucking watch this shit ever again.
I have no words. Just. Now the Habs have more shots than us. Finally. It only took 6 goals to get there.
God.
Oh my god, I thought Jake Evans was about to get another goal. He was just coming down Main Street. Dude, I don't see one player out there who's playing well. Even guys like York, who have had an amazing season, nothing. It's... Oh my god, what was that, Mark Stahl? But my bigger question is, why Mark Stahl and Eric Johnson on the same pair? Like, they do enough damage just by themselves, but they're together. There's nothing positive about that D pairing. Has any goal been scored with that? Like, for us, not against, because obviously there have been several this game. Weren't they the pair out there for
They got lit up the last time they played quite a few times, yes.
Yeah. He just, like, walked in. What's his name? Oh, Tage Thompson. Yeah. Tage Thompson just kind of went through them all. Or is that Jack Quinn?
Probably both, quite frankly.
Probably. Brendan Gallagher now is probably going to just snake in and... Fedotov's a little shaken up.
I would be, too. Go back to fucking Rush after this shit.
Well, Brendan Gallagher went into him. I just feel bad. I feel so sorry. For all
of
it.
I don't feel bad. Fuck these people. I've had enough.
No, Fedotov.
fuck him, too. He could have stayed over there, just been happy being abducted in Russia. But no, he had to live his dream to come play for the fucking Philadelphia Flyers.
You know, maybe I take my stance back. Maybe we should be concerned if Fedotov actually wants to come back. Because would you come back to this shit?
Hell no.
Oh my god. And he will be a UFA.
Maybe they'll come back from this deficit. We don't know. Anything's possible.
You know what? What's the most amount of goals in one period by one team?
I don't know. You're the historian of the group here, Noah.
I feel like it's like...
You tell me.
5 or something. Okay. This is so stupid. 9.
Well, they came close.
Yeah, the Buffalo Sabres in 1981.
Jamie Drysdale, a minus five on the night.
He's a minus five? Oh, my God.
Regular a minus four.
How does this shit, like, how do we get to this point, man?
Well, you see, you put up way too much stock in shitty depth players and pretend it's culture, and then that talent goes away, and you run back this team full of shit, and believe it or not, they're not very good. Hmm.
You know what Sam Erson's save percentage was tonight? 688. There are three players who are not, who do not have a negative plus minus. They are Ole Lekstad, Morgan Frost, and Travis Sanheim.
Ole Lekstad, baby.
Finally got that goal.
Yeah, believe it or not, you actually play him and he does something positive. Who'd have thunk? If only somebody had been saying that for 2 years now.
What you mean playing our skilled prospects might actually mean they develop?
Playing your skilled players instead of Nick Deslauriers, he's positive results? What?
You mean the 3 minutes of Nick Deslauriers isn't doing us any good? Dude, they're just like a hurt fucking, like, they're like a horse that just broke its leg. Like, just kill it. Fucking snap.
Take it out back.
Snap its goddamn neck. Oh my God. Like, make Old Yeller seem like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
What was that pass, Owen? What? Who? I shouldn't question it because.
Hey, at least he didn't allow another goal, so that's kind of neat.
Wait. Let's give it a second. Let's give it a second.
Still
here.
A minute left in the second. I guess we got time. Yeah.
Dude, he just had a defender. I get that Morgan Frost had a guy right behind him, but a defender fell down and he couldn't get a shot off. It's...
I don't know what to say. I don't know what more to say. What more can I possibly commentate at this point?
I wish we could, like, I wish there was a video, because it's just us watching our TVs, looking at the game, just being like, man, what is this? What? If we could score by going wide of the net, oh, baby. Jeez, TK. Yeah, no wonder he knew what you were doing. You had your stick up, like, higher than fucking Denver. Jesus Christ.
Well, that was,
We still got 20 minutes of hockey left.
Yeah. That was the most fun period we've covered on the show in a long time.
Just remember, the shots are tied 21-21. And Montreal is winning 6-0.
Yep.
You know, we saw a couple weeks ago the first Morgan Frost taking accountability for, you know, his flub in overtime against the Islanders, and then, you know, John Tortorella saying that he's just trying to get them as far as he can. I'm all for accountability, but accountability isn't just words. And nothing has shown me any bit of accountability. I mean, Morgan Frost hasn't fucked up that royally, and he's been all right-ish. But John Tortorella is putting fucking Eric Johnson and Mark Stahl on a fucking D pair together and trotting them out against Montreal, and they're getting lit the fuck up. It's just kind of comical.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell anyone that we need to get a high draft pick, because Nolan Patrick is the reason why we can't pick high.
Yeah, it's dishonorable to pick high.
Yeah.
You can't tank for Bedard. You gotta have respect for yourselves. Fuck off.
I mean,
fuck
how long
off?
How many years did it take for Ovechkin to get a cup? Don't tell me that he got a cup. That's besides the fact. How many years did it take Ovechkin to get a cup? And don't bring up Sidney Crosby. I'm sorry, how many Stanley Cups does Connor McDavid have?
The problem with that is, like, that's real arguments that I hear on a daily basis.
I know. I hear them too. Don't worry. But it doesn't matter the fact that, you know, Tampa had Stamkos and Hedman, who were back-to-back top two picks. Andre Vasilevsky, who was a first-round pick as a goalie, which is almost like picking first overall.
Speaking of Ovechkin, he became the first player in NHL history to record 18 seasons with at least 30 goals.
That's very impressive. Especially considering how slow he started the season.
But how long did it take to get a cup?
It took approximately 14 years, Daniel.
Oh my God.
So, with Michkov, we should be looking at a Stanley Cup in 2040. Excuse you. Mitch Svechnikov hit the Michigan. He would have been benched by John Tortorella.
Be the only player that could score a goal on this team. Tortorella would have no choice but to play him. Actually, it's not true. Shitting had a goal last game, and he got fucking scratched tonight. So that doesn't even... I'm done. We're calling it a fucking night, everybody. At Dan the Flyer Fan, at Brotherly Puck, at Brotherly_Pod. Tip the Tip Pod coming soon. Shane will be back. Noah, where can people find you on Twitter? I've had enough.
Flyers 24, but the F is a PA.
All right, everyone. Until next time. Good. If there is a next time, I may just walk off into the sunset at this point. Goodbye and good night.